Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media in Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, I have enjoyed looking at your Celebrate Hunt County videos. You've been doing that now for several months. Seems like a big success.
Well, thank you. It's gone really, really well. And I'm always surprised. Everywhere I go, people come up to me and they say, oh, man, I saw the video on so-and-so. Great job. I loved it. And then the other thing is when I walk up to people, like we did a special episode after the storm damage in Greenville and went around with a camera the day after to film people in the recovery efforts and kind of tell that uplifting story about it. And just about everybody I asked, I said, hey, we're with Celebrate Hunt County. Have you heard what that is? And pretty much everybody said, yeah, I heard of that. I love it. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was great.
Really? Yep. Really? Well, when you get that name identification, you know you're doing something right. So yeah, you put together a video and you call it Stronger Together.
Stronger Together. Yep. So the whole idea behind this, you know, after the storms rolled through, my cell phone just started blowing up with messages from people saying, hey, are you guys okay? And is there anything we can do to help? And to me, that was such a heartwarming story. That in itself is this idea that when you live in a small town, people are watching out for you. They've got your back. They know you. These are your friends and your neighbors making sure you're taken care of. And so the next day we went out and filmed that exact thing in action. Friends helping friends recover from the storm, cleaning up trees and that sort of thing, and told this little narrative story about it, saying it makes us glad to live in Greenville, Texas, glad to live in Hunt County. And people loved it.
Am I right that you work out of your home?
No, we've got an office downtown.
You do have an office.
Yep.
So, did you have any damage then?
At our house, we had a great big tree that fell down into the swimming pool in the backyard. Yeah, like everybody else, it's a lot of cleanup work. Yeah, nothing too bad, you know. But it was some work getting that out.
But not damage to the office downtown.
No, the office is okay.
Yeah, I drove down. You live on Park Street.
Yes.
In Greenville. Yeah, I drove down Park Street the next day and didn't see too much damage to the houses, but boy, the trees took a beating.
Couldn't believe how many trees that looked like they were 100 years old and just fell over. Yeah. You know, it was just terrible.
So Celebrate Hunt County is this video series that that Derek does, and you can see it on Facebook. And you said you've created a webpage?
Yeah. We've got CelebrateHuntCounty.com. You can go and see all the episodes there. The whole idea behind it is we want to talk to people and tell uplifting stories about things happening around us in the community, and especially from people who are kind of under the radar. You might not have heard of them. You might not have known this really cool thing or overcoming a challenge they've got in their life. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for, and it's so much fun. It's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
Well, one of the really nice ones that you did a while back was of James Naramore.
Yeah, in terms of traffic, that's been our most popular one so far. It got something like 70,000 views, and it keeps racking up more and more week after week. Yep.
And James Naramore is a photographer, and he's lived in Greenville all his life. He's had an amazing career as a photographer, really. But the story of he and his wife, who is fairly much incapacitated, but their relationship is just terrific.
Yeah, we loved telling that story. And you know, James and Grace, they're so visible in Greenville. Pretty much every day he walks her in her wheelchair up and down Park Street. Yeah. And lots of people see him. And I know when I see him, I think, boy, I hope I have that in my life when I'm their age.
Yeah, isn't that right? We're talking with Derek Price with Green Shoot Media and Celebrate Hunt County. I see a list of some of the topics that you're and people you're going to be looking at soon. And one of our listeners, our regular listeners, is Gail Sprinkle, and you're going to be who owns Uptown Forum now in downtown Greenville, and you're going to be talking with her.
Yeah, her episode is actually already out. Yep.
Haven't seen it. She's a lively person.
She is, yeah. And her whole thing and kind of what we centered this episode around was she wants to say we can make our community whatever we want. It doesn't have to be how it is. And I love that kind of spirit. Yeah, Gail's a little more high profile than most of the people we interview. You know, she's fairly well known. She owns the business in town and that sort of thing. But just the idea of her wanting to bring downtown back and saying we can do this, it's a very inspirational story and inspirational attitude.
Now, and you have started something called Celebrate McKinney.
Yes, that's our next market we're moving into. So this summer, we're going to be launching Celebrate McKinney and taking that same idea to another community.
Well, McKinney, I think, would be is a pretty good choice. You know, it's certainly up and coming, and maybe it's already there, as a matter of fact. And in the same way, Rockwall, I can imagine, might be a target for you.
Absolutely. It could be one of the markets we want to move into. I think this idea could work just about anywhere.
Sure.
You know, there are so many good things happening. And to me, it's like the antithesis of a lot of stuff you see on social media. So much that I see on Facebook, in my feed at least, is very, very political. And a lot of it can be very depressing with all this back and forth arguing. doing, not getting anything done, not coming together. And we're telling stories about people who have positive, uplifting things. They are coming together to do great things in their community.
You've lived in Greenville for quite some time, but of course, and so you already know a lot of people and you know a lot of the stories. But with McKinney, not so much. So it's going to be a little more challenging, I guess, to get started over there.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons we chose McKinney is it's fairly close to Greenville. You know, it's not that far of a drive, but it also is a place where I don't know that many folks. So we joined the Chamber of Commerce. We've been going to social events. I've hired some help to go out there and do these kind of things. Just like, you know, I live here in Greenville. We've got people who live there in McKinney who know people and they're familiar with the community. And it's a lot more convenient for them to go out in the community and shoot these videos and make these episodes.
I see. So you don't have to do it all yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not looking for another job for me. I'm busy enough. So, yeah.
When will the Celebrate McKinney thing get rolling?
It'll be launching this summer. We don't have an exact date. So we're going to be selling the sponsorships.
All right. So Derek Price with Green Shoot Media. Keep up the good work with Celebrate Hunt County and soon Celebrate McKinney.
Thank you.
Good. Derek Price, our guest this morning, sitting in with us on Blacklands Cafe. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.